And welcome to In-Game Chat for Saturday, November the 11th, 2017. It is Season 11, Episode 43. I'm Scott.
I'm RJ.
And I'm Matt.
If you'd like to get in touch with us, our phone number is 334-272-9228. 334-272-9228 is the number to call us. Check out ingamechat.net for all the links to get in touch with us. I think Brock said he was going to call in a tweet today, didn't he?
I thought he said that he won because he's playing Hands of Fate 2.
Hands of Fate 2, yeah. Or he might. Yeah, well, if he does. Hope he does. If you'd like to get in touch with us, go to ingamechat.net for all the links. You'll find us on Twitter at ingamechat. You'll find us on Facebook at ingamechat. You'll find us email everyone at ingamechat.net. Streaming right now on Twitch. Go to twitch.tv. Type in ingamechat in the little search bar there, and you'll be able to find us. Alternatively, the easiest way is to just go to ingamechat.net. Find the Twitch link right there on the left of the page, and then click on it and join us in the chat room live while we broadcast the entire show. Before I go further, I have to do the clapboard. Excuse me while I do the clapboard. And I did the clapboard. That's it. That's all it takes.
Good job.
That is all it takes.
I call that a success.
That was at 493.
Mm-hmm.
493 episodes.
Wow.
Where does the time go?
There's probably more. There could be more or less of those.
Because, you know, math.
Right, because, you know...
But when do we start counting?
Well, we've been counting
492
for... 492. Yeah, we've been counting for a while. It's just that I can't remember if I included, like, the shows we would do. Like, there was a time... I remember a couple of weeks back when we were doing this on the radio as well... we would go downstairs and we'd do more episodes. And we did that like three times in a week. There was one week where we put out probably four episodes in one week. If I remember. Or maybe we came back and just did a continuation of what we had done before and we put it out as one long episode. I can't remember. So there's some
wiggle room.
Wiggle room for the numbers. But at some point... Many, many years ago, we did start keeping track of all
said,
of these
this
things.
Is what it's
going to
be.
Yeah, he kept track of it and was like, let's go from there. And that's what, and then, of course, you heard us hit 300 episodes. We'd been keeping track long since then. Mm-hmm. So around, you know, being 500, we're good.
So we're going to put an asterisk on around the 500 when we get there, right?
Yeah. We don't have to. I mean, it could be, we should be dead on. I don't know. If somebody wants to take the time to try and piece together how many actual shows we've done, be my guest. They are most of the archives are right there at our website in gamechat.net.
Now, are all of them up, or are some of them sort of lost to the ether?
I believe all of them, with the exception of maybe two or three. So, I'd have to go back and look at whatever the first episode is that we have on our ingamechat.net page, mm-hmm. going back to the very first, and because I remember our first episode, it was in February of 2007. And if I really wanted to, I could go back and look and check all that stuff out to actually find out what the date was that we started. I want to say it was around Groundhog Day or so, February 7th, maybe, something like that, was the first episode that we ever did. So there, that one and maybe the next one after it might be there or might not be there. And so, you'd have to go back a ways and then start counting and see how many we got. I want to say I did that at some point, but I can't remember. So anyway, the point being is that our 500th episode is scheduled for January the 20th, I believe. I probably just screwed that up too. It's the weekend after PAX South. So, oh, I was right, January 20th. Mm-hmm. That is the day of our 500th episode of this show. And Multile, I hope you to call in. Josh, I hope you call in as well. Sarah, okay. I hope that you're able to come down and be a part of the show. Spigot, I hope he calls in. I hope we get, I think for 500, instead of getting all the bigwigs calling in, being like, hey, this is whoever that we've interviewed over the years, which I think we did for our 300th. I think for our 500th, we should do everybody that's
listened to us.
That's been a part of the show, yeah.
who's been putting up with us for so long? Mm.
I think so. More of a celebration towards the people listening to the show that kept it going for 500 than
Sarah says our first
called in.
Yeah, Sarah says our first was on March 3rd of 2007. It was number 6.
No, the first, the first episode on the site is listed as March 3rd. Then you'd have to go back some.
Mm-hmm.
Because we did, are we being fancy? I made a comment back during our 300th episode that I would get a tux if we made it to 500. I'll never make another promise like that again because I really don't see, unless we lose this station.
Didn't you say also, like, around the 300th episode, if we make it to 5, you'll start paying us?
No, never. I'll never say that.
payment was never an option.
Yeah, you know better than that. Although, we do have some great Black Friday deals to go over. This episode and next week's episode too.
Because there is one that has my interest.
Is that $299 bundle for the VR?
There are two that have my interest.
I wonder what the other one is.
Assassin's Creed Origin.
Oh yeah, for $35. Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you gonna get that on PS4 then?
I'd rather get it on PC. But
see, that's the thing. PC doesn't get that kind of deal. PC's not known to get these deals. When you see these listed, it doesn't list PC. It lists PS4 and Xbox One. But that's not to say that Best Buy will be that way.
Yeah.
Best Buy, Target, your main retailers like that, they'll be that way where it is just stuck on console. Amazon's a little different. Sometimes Amazon will be, take your pick, they're all the same price. And you can get it from PC there. So that's a possibility for
check
you.
Amazon.
And trust me, that's something I'm looking at too. Because I would like to pick it up at that price as well. Did you see Wolfenstein 2?
Yeah, it was like 30.
30 or a little bit less. Yeah. $30 for Wolfenstein. Game came out just like 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago.
We got our copy for that, and it was...
I paid $35.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, $5 more than what I could get it now if I just waited 2 weeks. It's amazing to see the prices fall on these things because that Mario... By the way, Mario Odyssey, no deal.
No
price on that.
But, I mean, does that surprise you with Nintendo?
No, it never did. And that's something I kept saying was that it is very unlikely that Mario Odyssey gets any kind of a deal. It's very unlikely you see any kind of a deal on Switch, which there are no Switch deals, by the way. If you're looking for a Nintendo Switch, you're going to be paying full price. And honestly, if I'm looking at Nintendo, why would they drop the price of a machine that is doing fantastic? I know it came out a good time ago. So, sure, people were probably expecting maybe some kind of deal. There is not, there's nothing like that available for the Nintendo Switch. You don't have to. The caliber of your games and how they're selling means they don't have to drop the price of that console.
Not at all.
People have been wanting Zelda. People have been wanting, even Mario Kart 8. In the UK rankings, as far as like sales, Mario Kart 8 is still, for the Switch, it might actually be at number 8.
Okay. But yeah, definitely top 10.
Yeah, it's still in the top 10. That game came out May? I think in May. Or was that a launch title?
I think... Was it launch?
I think it was a launch title. Yeah. I think Mario Kart 8 was probably a launch title. Regardless, it's been out a while.
Yes.
And it's still in selling. The top 10. That wasn't of Switch games. That was of console games.
Yeah.
Call of Duty made number 1 this week.
Oh. Yay.
You know, it's Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Battlefront will be there next week.
So. Yay. Already got my preloaded.
Yeah. I don't know. Medusa's Mirror, I don't know if we're going to be fancy or not. I think that anybody who comes here they're more than welcome to wear whatever they want to be comfortable. I said I'd wear a tux, and maybe I'll just stick to that and actually wear a tux. I can go rent a tux. But,
you don't just have one?
No, Matt, I don't just have a tux.
How about a suit?
Of course I have a suit.
Yeah. Wear a suit.
No, no, no. I said tux. Tux, suit are different things. Tux and a suit are different things.
They are.
So.
Both fancy to me.
Yeah, well, they both are, you know, they're especially considering what I normally wear.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, the...
I'll come in my class A's.
You know, if I'm going to do it, I'm not going to... I've worn a suit on the show before.
Mm-hmm.
Because I did a wedding. Was that after or before? Was the wedding... I can't remember, but I did. I came in.
That wasn't the Star Wars named one, was it?
No. This was one we did downtown Montgomery that I officiated.
Okay. Yeah.
And so, yeah. So, anyway, so RJ will wear a suit. I'll have a fancy dress. Scott might or might not wear a tux, and Matt is offering pants. Okay. Yeah, I said tux, so if I'm doing it, I'm going to do a tux. I have no problem wearing a tux to a show that's on the radio.
and live stream.
I know, but it's... I get that. But most of the people listening right now are listening probably on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who cares if I'm wearing a tux or whatever? They don't know what we're wearing behind here.
Scott's going to, like, skimp out and wear one of those t-shirts with the tux design.
No. No, I won't do anything like that. No. I don't like dressing up for the most part. But if I do have to dress up, I'm like, do it right, you know? And yeah. So I, you know.
I think you should get your haircut
sure it's,
for the
I make
500th.
Sure it's done. Do what?
Get your haircut for the 500th.
I'll probably shave a little bit. This will be right after PAX, so I will have a little trim of the beard. And maybe a trim of the hair as well. We'll see.
I just say that because I'm jealous because I can't.
Because you can't what?
Have long hair.
You can't grow hair? Yeah.
Or a beard.
Oh, man.
I mean, physically.
Job related or genetics?
Oh, no. Totally job. Physically, okay. Yeah, I can. I've had long hair and a beard, you know, for, you know, way before.
Okay.
But job.
How old were you when you had a long hair and a beard?
Well, see, I joined the military today. Marks my 15 years in service.
Really?
So, 15 years ago.
Speaking of, happy Veterans Day.
Well, thank you. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So, yeah, 15 years ago, I had long hair and a beard.
15 years ago? We've been doing this show for... This is almost 10 years.
Yeah.
Right.
But you didn't join in at the beginning of this.
When you guys first started, I was in Korea.
That's right. Yeah. I've never known you before this.
Yeah, you did. You got me in to go see The World's Not Enough.
Was that before you were in the service?
Yeah, that was like late 90s.
How did I get you? What?
When you were working at the movie theater.
I didn't know you. There's no way I knew you.
I was working with James, and
right.
You
I got
us
James in.
In. No, you got us all in
because I knew James.
Yeah,
but I didn't. You were like James, and then there's James's friends.
Yeah, and
that's
you,
it.
You got us in because I didn't pay for that.
But
movie.
I didn't. That's my point being is that I didn't. You were just James' friend. You weren't Matt.
No, I was Matt back then. You just didn't know it.
No, I know. To me, you were James' friend, along with who else went with that? You on that?
I think Jeremy went too.
Yeah, I know.
But, yeah, no, because, I mean, I remember, like, you know, when back in when we were working at Eastdale, you know, when I was there.
Was The World Is Not Enough? Was I working when that came out?
Yeah.
Huh. That was a short stint in the theater business there.
Mm-hmm.
But I miss it. I loved working at the... Mm-hmm. I liked working. I loved working upstairs and splicing the movies together and doing what I had to do, like putting the reels all on one big platter of
back
film.
When they did that, right?
Right. You don't have to do that anymore. It all comes with keys and hard drives now, and so it's it's nothing like that. So
insert key, boot server, boom. There's
right.
A movie.
I know. I don't have to do any of that anymore. So, which is fantastic for the amount of trouble those things would give you.
Mm-hmm.
But I still miss. Being able to, and I've got some of the equipment at the house that you have to use to do this stuff with, but, you know, cut the film at that point, grab the other side of the film, cut that film off to where you need to be, put the two together, pull the tape over the side, take the presser, push down, flip the thing over, take the tape, put it over, and boom, film is spliced together. Yeah. And then you'd have to run it through. You have to run it through on the platter because that's how it would build. And so once you got that reel onto the platter, you take the end of that, chop, put it together, do it over again till you got to the front. At the front, you would put a little piece of silver tape on the side. That would tell, when that would go through, it would tell the lights to dim down. And then there's something towards the credits. You'd put another silver tape over there. When it comes up, lights would dim up or brighten up, whatever. until every. It was. I miss it.
Yeah.
I miss that part of it. I do not miss. I don't miss dealing with customers.
See, about that time you were in the movie industry, you know, like
the movie industry. Yeah. I was working at a theater.
I think it's so fancy.
I'm not in the movie working industry.
At a theater. No, when you were working in the theater, and I was working in the mall at the GameStop place.
Yeah.
I was also at a radio station too, so that's what I missed from that time is working on, you know, on air radio.
Yeah,
I only late nights. You know, so much fun. Music at your fingertips.
I only knew James at that time. Him and he was at the game store, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And there was somebody else working at the video store next to them, Suncoast.
There were several people there.
Yeah. I was all about like
Jason, Chris, and you know.
The first time that I met,
because Kevin was working there with us too. It's me, James, Kevin.
I know the first
Steve.
Time. I don't. I don't remember any of this stuff.
I remember
meeting James and Jeremy once at Jeremy's shop.
Yeah.
Because I had to take in, I think, a Dreamcast at the time.
Okay.
To get something repaired on it. There was something, like the game wouldn't start because it was detecting that the lid wasn't shut.
Mm.
But it was totally shut, and it was just saying, hey, you haven't shut the lid, and there was whatever. And he got it fixed for me, but that's when I remember first meeting them, but not really getting to know them. It was like, I remember walking in the shop, telling, I think, Jeremy what was wrong, because James was in the back of the area there.
Was this the purple carpet shop?
I'm not going to know. It's not the one that was in the little...
The wooden
mini mall
okay,
place.
Okay, yeah. So
it was the one that was in like yeah. a... Yeah.
I miss that place.
So that's where I remember first meeting them. And then it was... Mm-hmm.
You probably saw me there, too.
Years later when I met him again. So.
Yeah. For all those listening that aren't here.
We're just reminiscing instead of talking about video games.
For those who aren't in Montgomery, just know that this place is small. You know, Montgomery is a small town that, you know, you just run into everybody eventually.
But anyway, we'll talk about Black Friday deals and everything that's going on for that. We're going to talk about it this week and next week because the week after that.
So is it PSVR? That's going to be on sale?
It's PSVR. It's $300.
Okay.
You get a PSVR. You get the camera. I don't know if you get the Move controllers, but you do get GT Sport, Gran Turismo Sport, which is new.
Is this the newer PSVR with the integrated?
I believe it is, yeah.
Okay.
It is. Yeah. It's the newer model.
Interesting.
So I'll look up that deal for you, and I'll post a link to it in the chat room for you. Anyway, so we'll talk about that. We'll talk about what games we've been playing. I actually do have more than just Destiny to talk about this time, which is fantastic. I was a little bit nervous coming into the show last night because I was playing with you. And I was like, I really should start on Wolf because
yeah.
I don't want to go back into work tomorrow, back to the show tomorrow and say, all I played is Destiny again. I hate to say that, so... No, I've actually got some games under one of which I played right here during the show and was totally oblivious to when you guys showed up and said, hey, we're downstairs, let us in. I didn't even register.
10 minutes later.
Yeah. Oh, 15 in your case.
Whatever.
It was wild.
RJ and I got time to catch up.
Totally wasn't paying attention. So all of that to go over and I don't know. We do not have, we're not doing a show the week of Thanksgiving.
So
keep that in mind. Yes. This week and next week, and then no show until the week after that. So just keep that in mind. We're doing this in order to kind of stretch out when the 500th episode was going to be because it was just happening too soon to holidays and how many people would be available to call in or be around and that sort of thing. So we wanted to back that up. So our first break, which normally we do not take breaks on Thanksgiving. We are usually here on the weekend of Thanksgiving. Doing a show because, you know, why? We do it once a week. Why would we take off for this if everybody's in town to do it? So normally we don't do that, but we are this time. Just to, like I said, stretch that out. So what else do we have going on? Well, Call of Duty launched this week. Xbox One X launched this week. I don't know of any other games that probably launched this week because Call of Duty is such a...
That was the big one.
Massive thing that
who wants to go up against that?
Yeah, that nobody's just like you have that week. You go right ahead and have that week. So, although the Xbox One X decided to release I don't have any numbers on that. I don't have any kind of like, here's how sales have been, because it just happened this week. But
I don't care about the sales. What I'm more curious is like the, you know, side to side about, you know, between that and the S. You know,
as far as what power?
Well, just like, you know, like, all right, here's, you know, here's this game running on this. Here's this game running on this. And
oh, it's,
you know,
it's a world of difference.
Is it that much of a difference?
It is if you have the right equipment. Yes.
Oh. There's the key.
Yeah. Because this the resolution for this bumps it up immensely to 4K HDR type stuff where you didn't have that in the Xbox One S. No, it's by all reports and everything that I've read, everybody has said this, and they're not saying it as a selling point.
Okay,
I'm not saying it as a selling point. I can tell you that it is right now, as things go, the most powerful console that you can buy is the Xbox One X.
Right now, okay.
Yes, for $500, it is the most that gets you the most powerful console that you can buy right now. It beats out the PS4 in power. This is spec power that we're talking about. The stuff that what's
under the hood.
Yeah, what's under the hood in this one compared to what's in it. This is not how much better does this run than this, or how much better does this game look on this system than this system. That's not. I'm not saying any of that stuff. I'm only talking about the components inside are better than any other console, and compared to their components. So. Just letting you know.
All right.
Let's see. Drunk Degenerates was asking, what's the date again so I can copy it from chat? Oh, it is January 20th.
Mm-hmm.
January 20th, 2018. So, but yeah, the Xbox One X is very, very powerful. Compared to the Xbox One S... and the Xbox One itself, and the PS4, this makes games look better.
Okay.
Compared to the PS4 Pro, then you start splitting hairs and saying, eh, it does this better. It's some ways it does this, that sort of thing.
But you have to have the, you know, compatible TV.
But then you've got to have the TV, yes. You've got to have a 4K television to see any of this. And that goes as well on the Pro. I think... Now, you will see a difference when you put in some older games that have some updates.
Okay, like they'll do some upscaling?
Yeah, they'll do some upscaling for that for 1080 and that sort of thing. You will see some difference, but you see that with the Pro as well as with the X.
I'm curious to see what, you know, some of these new HD remasters that they're doing, how that's going to look on it, like the L.A. Noir, you know, on the X.
Do you see where they changed that up for the Switch?
No.
It's not...
I saw that they're doing truth. A VR.
It's not truth, doubt, and or lie.
Truth, doubt, lie.
Truth,
no.
doubt,
what
just
it was.
Straight up rage.
It's not that anymore.
Was it rage?
No.
Skeptical and
no. Let me look it up real quick.
I'm about to say because you changed a heck of a mechanic in the game if you did that.
Yeah, but I mean, the truth, doubt, lie was such a badly named, anyways. Because you know,
so?
Well, like you hit doubt and like he just flies off the handle in ways that I wouldn't have. You know, or I mean, it just
the way you wouldn't have, or you the way
or the
you
way
think
I wouldn't
Cole
expect
should have.
The way I wouldn't expect Cole to have, because I think I remember, I don't know if you remember this, you know, Scott, but I think I remember reading way back when they were developing it, they weren't going to call it, you know, Truth, Doubt, Lie.
Okay.
It had some other names that would have made more sense with, you know, his just straight up, you know, anger issues, I guess.
With it comes a change to the game's interrogation sequences. A new trailer for L.A. Noir on Nintendo Switch was released today to show that the console's version's unique features. But it also shows that the interrogation style has changed slightly. In the original version of the game, Phelps could choose one of three lines of questioning when interviewing suspects, truth, doubt, or lie. That has changed to three renamed options.
Mm-hmm.
Good cop, bad cop, accuse.
That makes more sense. That makes more sense.
The good cop, bad cop, and accused dialogue options certainly feel more in line with his behavior.
Yeah.
During L.A. Noir's interrogations.
Yeah.
As Aaron Station, I guess is his name, tended to go a little bit psycho with some of the questions you ask in the game.
Yeah,
he did.
Yeah, because, like, you know, like, doubt to me is like, I don't know, man.
Oh,
like,
here it is. You were talking about they were explained in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
Brendan McNamara, who was the original writer for this, said, when we originally wrote it, the questions you asked were coax, force, and lie.
that would also make more sense,
yeah,
too.
So force was a more aggressive answer, and that's where it, we
where he would just go just nuts sometimes, and I'm just like, whoa, hey, you know, settle down there, Cole.
Yep, they just changed it.
You know,
good cop, bad cop accused.
That I like that. That, I mean, it's just a little wording, but that seems to be going a lot more in line with, like, you know, his reactions.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, hey, yeah, this person's telling the truth. That's cool. You know, I'm good copping it. Oh, that's cool. But, you know.
I never had an issue with it, really. I guess the focus for me was basically truth, doubt, and lie. I mean, you know, it's based on the information you get. You know it's the truth. If you think it's a lie but you can't prove it, you know, doubt and lie, flat out lie, yeah. My obsession was getting it right, really, because you weren't going to get much of anything, really, if you missed up anything,
yeah,
missed information,
you,
missed
if
data.
If you just accuse them, then they just shut down if it's incorrect, you know.
So there's a lot of back and forth of going through that, through the notebooks and making sure I got everything, yeah. So I guess what I'm focus on, like I said, I never
there's
had
a lot
an issue
of
with
just,
it.
Just, you know, looking up the fact and just, all right, nope, that's what it says to do.
Yeah. So that game release, the remaster of L.A. Noire, comes out next this coming Tuesday, actually.
So that'll be on the new systems, and I saw that it's going to be getting a VR.
I did not read anything
about
that.
Kotaku had something like that where they showed them, like, you know, in the VR with the little notepad and stuff.
Hmm.
I'm like, interesting.
I was about to say, anything about that.
Huh?
I haven't seen anything about that. Look that up, please.
Yeah.
See what you can find. We got to take a break, though. When we come back, we're going to go over the games that we played and talk about that. Matt and I have been playing Destiny together, and I know RJ's been playing some Destiny, but I was able to break out and play some more games, and maybe Matt has as well, and then we'll find out what RJ has been playing also. That is coming up after the break. Again, we go back to our music. All new music from not really released games that have come out this week. It's more of just going back and catching up the games that we missed in October. This has been out for a while, but I think it got either a Switch release or maybe a console release a couple of weeks ago. So this is the theme from Owlboy. So we'll be back with more of in-game chat right after this. Owlboy, as in, like, he's an owl, but he's also a boy. Owl boy, which is weird. Owl, saying it as itself, it's one thing, but if you put owl boy, it sounds like you dropped a letter off somewhere, like towel boy or something. Just owl. It's kind of like oil. 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 I'm going to put oil in the oil. I don't know. I think about these things too much. We're just going to get a break. We'll be back after this. A little psychotic. A little neurotic. That's me. Welcome back to In-Game Chat. I'm Scott, along with RJ and Matt. This is music from... It's a game that actually got a lot of... it got more positives than what it was based on got.
Yeah?
you know, it's one of those tie-ins that people thought, eh, it's not going to work too well, whatever. And then it was like, eh, this ain't bad. This is The Mummy Demastered.
Hmm.
Which was based on the...
The movie?
The really horrible movie, The Mummy.
The Tom Cruise one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the one with Brendan Fraser ain't that great either.
I enjoyed those.
It was entertaining,
well,
at least.
I saw the first two. I didn't see the third one. I never saw the third one, actually.
Did you see Scorpion King?
No.
Briefly. Yeah, that was...
That's funny.
Then they made a sequel to that, didn't they?
I think they made two or three sequels.
Wait a minute. Okay. I think the first one had that horribly digitized rock.
Yeah.
That was the end of the second one that had the horribly digitized rock.
The second one? Okay.
By the end of the second one, I mean The Mummy 2.
Two, okay.
Had,
okay, no, that's right.
That horrible
yeah.
CGI face
yeah.
of Dwayne Johnson.
Okay. Then they had that prequel. Then they had one with, I think, Randy Couture was in one.
Yeah, they've had a couple.
Yeah.
They've had a couple. So.
Memories.
She says the Evie and the Mummy is my role model. Which one? I don't know. Is this the Fraser or the Cruise? Which movie?
Brendan Fraser.
Is that
Brendan? Rachel Weisz's character?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's totally fine. I wasn't saying that their parts were good. I mean, but the movie is not that great.
Terrible.
Huh?
The movie is terrible.
The Brendan Fraser Mummy one?
Well, the first one was good. Everything else past that was...
Yeah. Was whatever that noise was? What is that noise? Does that
bad.
Noise... So when you when you have something that... Waiter, this soup just tastes... It's
gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
So the bottom of the barrel of the entire series is that one with Tom Cruise, in your opinion?
It is soap. Exactly. I don't know what that noise is.
Make a sound bite for that when we get a chance. But anyway,
sounds like...
Would you say that?
Sounds like the South Park.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Matt, would you say that?
What was that?
The bottom of the barrel of the entire movie series is that one with Tom Cruise in it?
Yeah.
That's the worst one?
Between that and Scorpion King.
Toss up?
Yeah, it's just not fun. They're just not entertaining. They're not, you know. I don't mind a bad movie as long as I'm entertained. There have been some terribly bad movies that I'm just like, oh my gosh, this is so bad it's funny. Like, you know, like Tommy Wiseau's The Room. It's so bad it's good. In its terribleness. Mm-hmm. But no, those just aren't entertaining. You know, that's how I felt about the DC movies. You know, they're just not entertaining. I don't, you know.
You bite your tongue.
What?
No, I don't defend those.
No.
Entertain me, though.
Wonder Woman was the best, but that's like, you know, when the bar's so set so terribly low.
No. You don't put Wonder Woman's bar at the other DC films bar, only for the fact that of how well it's done. If it had only done moderately well than the others, then you could say the bar was set so low. But how massively well that film did,
yeah,
the bar got raised. What?
Sarah's telling me.
Shut up, man. I think it was last week that she surpassed the most money made in a superhero origin story.
Cool.
Than anything else.
Yeah.
But that beats out a ton of very successful films.
But I also dislike most origin story superhero movies. You know.
Man, you are just a. They're just a killjoy, aren't you?
Well, they're pointless. I don't need to see, you know, Krypton exploding or Bruce Wayne's parents getting murdered.
How pointless was it to have an origin story for Wonder Woman?
Pointless.
No.
The character's how old?
And she's never had it before.
What about the TV show? I'm sure they went over that.
I don't actually think they did. That's a good question.
But see, even if they didn't, then you know what? Good for them, because like, the character's so old, it's been around in the cultural zeitgeist for so long that do we really need to rehash where she came from? No, just have her do kick butt stuff. Just have her go out there and be awesome. I don't need to see the, you know, little kid growing up and, you know, finding out that I don't care about any of that. I just want to see her becoming Wonder Woman. I want to see Wonder Woman. already doing her thing.
This is coming from a guy whose biggest fandom has taken 9 movies to tell its story, rather than just getting to the point.
It's a saga, and it's a continuing
saga. But it had an origin story, didn't it?
It's a continuing saga.
Had an origin story.
Star Wars was not in the cultural zeitgeist before 77 as Star Wars. Yes, it was, you know, the theories and the, you know, mythos of, you know, a lot of different things.
Well, that's fine. No. The 77 films were not the origin story. That was the middle. The origin story came
99?
30 years later.
Oh, not 30 years. It was 99, so.
What year was Star Wars? 77, right?
Yeah, 77.
77, 87, 87, 90. So 21 years, 20-some odd years?
Yeah, around
Am
there.
Am I right? So, okay, that's fine. But, that's terrible. You should not be trusted.
Well, yeah that's besides the point.
I'm saying they got to the origin story 20-some odd years after after it had been in the cultural zeitgeist, as you were saying.
Okay. But, I mean, Wonder Woman was developed, what, in the 40s or so?
Right.
So that's, you know, a lot longer time, you know, that people have known about Wonder Woman. You know, Superman, like, you know, going back through the origin of Superman or Spider-Man or really any of them. Unless it's a new character, it's a new, you know, IP.
I hope everybody knows the position.
Send all your hate mail to me. Right, yes, yeah. I understand.
The position that I'm standing on is the one where, no, the origin story for her was needed and should be there, and he is all like, nope, it shouldn't.
It says the Wonder Woman TV pilot featured the original comic book story closely.
Okay, well,
the Linda Carter one?
Pilot of the show. The pilot.
Well, then there you go. We've already had an origin story.
I don't think the pilot even starred Linda Carter. I think Linda Carter was picked afterwards.
This is when people start yelling at me.
Probably. I kind of want him to get off the phone so I can talk to him again. Mm-hmm. Are we getting it at that point now?
No, it's...
It's Chris?
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless he's here to yell at me.
Probably. No, I will agree with you on almost all the other superhero sides of things. Batman, Superman, Spider-Man, you guys can stop. Is that me?
That's you.
Batman, Superman, Spider-Man, you guys can...
I've seen that radioactive spider bite so many times.
You guys can totally stop with
Batman
that.
Is the absolute worst. And I like the character Batman, but he is the absolute worst when it comes to that.
It is, I know. In every iteration, yes, I agree. They should stop that.
Multiple times in some iterations, too. You know?
Burton's didn't do that, did he?
Yeah, it did.
Origin story?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. They origin story and, you know, retied it to make it where
his parents' murderer was Joker
instead of Joe Chill.
That's where we got the Ever Dance with the Devil in the Pale Moonlight from.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, that's just me. We're here to talk about games, not...
I know, but this is sometimes okay to sometimes, veer off on.
Oh, this will pop up again, trust me.
I'm sure. And, I mean, like, everyone has their opinions.
You got an opinion, have at it. Yeah. Do it.
I just think that, you know, yeah, it was a bad movie. I mean, it wasn't Wonder Woman was.
Whoa, you thought Wonder Woman was a bad movie?
It was a pretty good movie. I don't think it was as hyped up and wonderful as like a lot of people think it was. Parts of it just really annoyed me.
You stand on that hill, buddy.
I will die on this one. Apparently,
look,
but
what I've heard about the movie is
you haven't seen it.
No, I haven't seen it. But what I've heard enough about it, it said the arch villains were. Kind of
unbelievably stupid.
Well, low grade villains, and the ending, the epic, the battle at the end, which they thought was going to be epic, but it wasn't. No. That's what I'm hearing in general about it. It wasn't epic as it should have been.
And
so I don't know.
Diana Prince herself just really, I just wanted to push her off the boat and have.
Was she a bad actress?
No, Gal Gadot's fine. It's just her character, you know. Her character was just so annoying at times. I mean, just so annoying to me.
Wow, I didn't get any of that from that
really?
Film. No.
Oh, God. I understand. Yeah, she's been locked off on an island for all her life. She's supposed to be naive, but really? Oh, my gosh. I just want to...
Did she fit the naive
I was
part?
Rolling my eyes so much, just like, you know, Steve, Chris Pine's character was, half the time. When she started, you know, yammering about, you know, Ares and all that kind of stuff, I felt him. I felt Chris Pine in that one. I'm just like, oh, my God, just be quiet, woman.
Okay.
Wow, that was really...
Yeah. God, Matt.
All right, so games. Just before we lose, like, all of our listeners. All three people listening right now are just, like, typing away, like, hate letters to me.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, they're not going to stop listening. They're just going to tell me to get rid of you.
Fair enough.
Don't have Matt on the show anymore.
Yeah.
Suddenly 80 emails.
Well, hey, at least we got 80 listeners. That's yeah, nice that's to know.
I said listeners. I said emails.
Oh, okay.
Oh, jeez.
Let's just jump into what we've been playing so that we can pass these next 10 minutes and get out of this segment. RJ, let's start with you.
All right. Well, more farming in Destiny 2, of course.
I've been stressed. It's faction week.
Yeah, it's faction week. And for some reason, the glitch still works. So I've been using that a little bit.
It's great. How much have you gathered so far?
I've done about 600 for new Monarchy. I've done about 250 for Dead Orbit, and about 400 plus for Future War Cult.
Okay, I've done about 600 for Future War Cult. Mm-hmm. Just all together.
Yeah, I've been struggling trying to get another Nameless Midnight. So I just I'm tired of doing strikes. So I just gave up on that and just went with new Monarchy.
Mm-hmm.
And got the Song of Justice, and with the glitch in effect, I've gotten two of those.
Nice.
So I've got one, and I've maxed one out recently to 305. It's topped out now, and I'm liking it. I'm liking it now to make that my main kinetic weapon. Okay. Because even though the Nameless Midnight has explosive rounds, this one has armor piercing. So I can live with that. Yeah. Only has 12 rounds in it, but then again, I was saying earlier, I mean, 12 rounds, do you really need a lot of rounds in there for a scout rifle?
Yeah, exactly. That's what you need.
Yeah, if you hit your shots, three shots, they're
unless
done
it's
anyway.
A boss. Unless
it's a boss or whatever.
If you can't take down just like a regular guy.
Yeah, take a regular enemy, you're fine. Mm-hmm. So outside of doing that over and over again, trying to get through the factions and whatnot, I'm thinking like a new Monarchy more than anything else, because I really didn't get much out of the Future War Cult,
mm-hmm.
and really nothing out of Dead Orbit.
The only thing in Future War Cult, they've got two of them, the Number, which is a really great auto rifle to get,
mm-hmm.
and
the names are funny in the Future War
Cult,
they are.
The Scout Rifle, I think, is the Pleiades Corrector.
Yeah,
which is also a good weapon to have.
Mm-hmm.
Both of those are energy slot weapons.
Yeah, the problem is most of their stuff is energy-based, and I'm looking for something kinetic.
Yeah.
I think the only kinetic thing in there was the hand cannon.
It's the hand cannon, which I picked up, yeah.
Yeah, but that's what I tried to get, but mm-hmm. After all those tokens I turned in, no hand cannon throughout all of those.
Yeah.
Like I said, Dead Orbit, the only really good thing I'm getting out of Dead Orbit really is shaders.
Yeah.
The two shaders colors.
Here's an idea to do. Hang on to your tokens. They will stay with you through.
Yeah.
They will stay with you through updates, and that way.
Mm-hmm. With the faction tokens?
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought you said they go away Tuesday.
No. They don't go away.
The rally ends
on Tuesday. The tokens are still with you.
Oh, because when we were farming that one place, I thought you'd like, I got till Tuesday to spend these.
Right. I might to do that to grab some of the weapons that I need,
okay.
which I've only turned in about four times maybe, and I've gotten everything that I need on that. Yeah. Right now, it's kind of helpful because it's bumping up some of my other weapons, higher weapons, but
yeah, it's not doing much for me really. I mean,
but hang on to them, especially since this farm is probably going to go away by the next time they do the faction rally. But hang on to them, and then when they reboot, when they regenerate weapons, or when they get new weapons, get new inventory for next faction rally, you'll already have tokens right there that you can pop in and grab.
Yeah. So before Tuesday rolls around, get as many as you can.
Yeah.
While the glitch still works.
I don't care who wins the faction rally or not.
I have
no dog in that hunt.
Yeah.
Like
I said, it doesn't matter to me either, because I got three characters and one is in each faction. So whoever gets
you
it,
win.
I'll get something. Something free anyway, or a discount.
Yeah. What else? But, anything else?
I blew the dust off of Street Fighter V. Played a little bit of that today. It was a rough patch there. I mean, it was like mostly best of three matches going out, mostly 2-1, losing 2-1, maybe winning 2-1, the occasional 0-2. But I did have a comeback today, so I still have the ability to do that. But then again, in this game, the offense, the way it works in this game, it's easy to come back on. The comeback potential in Street Fighter V is really good, really high because of the way the offense works.
Yeah.
It's a really offensive game, not a lot of defensive options. So when you make a mistake, you're going to pay big for it. And anybody can take off a good chunk of health without a lot of resources needed if need be. So I did that today, and that's pretty much all I played.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I have played Destiny 2, of course. And last night I started Wolfenstein 2. What is that, New Colossus?
Yes.
That's the name of it?
New Colossus, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I started that last night, and Played a little. Well, I didn't play any of it this morning, but I started it last night and got through a little ways.
Now that all three of us have played some of that.
I mean, we're talking very, very early.
Yes, but all right. So, like,
we've all played, but not all have completed it.
No, I haven't completed it either.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think about that beginning?
I did not do what old man wanted me to do. Do you do
that?
Wait,
the father?
Yeah.
Rip.
Wait, can you not?
I aimed as far away as I could.
Okay. I tried to aim for Rip.
Oh, really?
I couldn't.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't doing that.
No, I was like trying to aim way off to the side.
So when you shot, what happened? You missed? Did you miss?
Yeah. Okay. So you can't go.
So it plays out the same way regardless of what you
do. Yeah. Okay. Well, unless you actually shoot the dog.
Oh, I thought you said you aimed for him.
No, I aim for the father.
Oh, you aim for the father. Oh, okay.
I aim for Rip.
I didn't know his name was Rip. I thought Rip was the name of the dog. Yeah, I thought Rip was the name of the dog.
I forget, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I thought the father's name was Jerk.
No, I didn't even. I aimed as far away.
Yeah,
from
I got the closest I got was like 2 inches from his knee, and I couldn't go any further.
So if you shoot the dog, what happens?
I never tried to shoot the dog. I said I tried to shoot the father. I never tried to shoot the dog.
Who tried to shoot the dog? What kind of monster are we?
Somebody did.
We'll call James.
I know somebody tried to shoot the dog, but it wasn't me. So anyway, like I said, I tried to shoot the Rip, the father.
Yeah.
You know, as early in the game as I am right now, and as early as that happens in the game, I may start up a new profile real quick tonight.
And see?
And actually see what happens.
But, oh my gosh.
I know what happens when you don't, but I'm curious what happens when you do.
Yeah, when they start doing that, I'm like, oh no, he's not. And then, oh man, that got me.
Yeah.
You know, I don't care what you do to people. You know, people are terrible, but don't hurt a dog. Oh my goodness. And then, when the old lady, lost her head.
Are we spoiling things? Do we tell people that we're is this spoiling things at all?
Possibly.
Is this spoiler stuff? I don't know.
It's like first.
How long has the game been out?
5 minutes of the game.
2 weeks or 3 weeks.
Yeah, people should know.
Two weeks in the first hour.
Probably not spoiling.
Heck, it's all
too
on
much.
YouTube by now. Go ahead.
Yeah, I would say we're probably not spoiling too much, being as early on as in the game as it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that's as far as we can really go.
But I mean, that was like, that's what I was saying. This game's not really pulling many punches.
I wasn't really.
I've never known Wolfenstein 2 pull punches.
Nah, I was gonna really say sure. I wasn't really shocked by that part. That part didn't really shock. The stuff at the beginning was, especially for the language used.
Yeah.
That was, for whatever reason, that was unexpected, because I really thought we were still doing the whole Nazi Jewish thing,
mm-hmm.
but apparently no, we moved into
American racism.
You're an American now.
Yeah, we turned into American racism there, and well, whatever, racism. That is American racism, but racism. We turned into that, and so I wasn't expecting, for whatever reason, I just wasn't expecting that to be there.
See, like, I have a question, and I know you've beaten it, right, RJ?
Yeah.
So he'll know the answer, but I don't want him to say it.
Okay.
It's more of like a rhetorical, like, I'm wondering if there's going to be another callback to the father instead of just that one part, if that's going to also come in later on. I don't know. I'm curious to find that out.
Okay.
But much like you, that's the other game I played, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, well, I mean, so I played that last night. Like I said, I didn't get very far.
What do you think of, like, you know?
You guys know where I'm at in the game, so.
Yeah.
You played the first one, correct?
Of course, yeah.
So, yeah, it feels just like the first one.
Yeah, like, my problems with the first one and the expansion thing was how way more supernatural the second one was. The expansion was. The expansion went completely supernatural with it,
yeah.
And I didn't like it at all. The New Order, I really, really enjoyed. I loved the hell out of that. I mean, it did have some parts that weren't necessarily supernatural, but, you know,
a little more.
It's at least not the way it was in Old Blood. Good God. But yeah, so I enjoyed that. And when I got back in there, I was like, this feels like putting on, you know, a comfortable pair of pants or something. This feels comfortable again. This feels like, you know, what I remember. And the mechanics were fine and everything else. And so, but again, I played so little of it to really tell you that, yeah, things are great.
Mm-hmm.
So far, things are great, but it's just too early to tell you to be really specific on that. Mm-hmm. And I was playing Mario Odyssey before the show because you can bring your Switch, you know, around anywhere you want to go.
Yeah.
And I had it up here and I was playing it. That game. Oh, my God, that game.
Time Warp?
Woof. Yes. I started playing at 3:00. And then it's like, let me look at my watch. 3:45? So, yeah. Let me see if the guys are here. They haven't. When did they get a show? Oh God, they've been here for 15 minutes. yeah, that was the situation I ran into playing that. And I was in One World, man, and it was just like you're collecting moons, and it was just moon after moon after moon. And then it was like, oh hey, go here, and you can go into the store and you can buy one of the moons. And then I found a little place you could go where it puts you into the store, but behind the counter, where there was a moon, and you could grab the moon, and then it's just...
You get a moon, and you get a moon.
There were these seeds lying around, and I found some pots to put them in. I put them in there. They grew.
You grow a moon?
Sprouted a moon, and so I thought, oh, this is great. So they're just... It's all over the place. It doesn't feel...
Tedious, grindy?
Yeah, it doesn't feel tedious. Mm-hmm. It doesn't feel grindy. I would say the only problem I had was because I was watching on a really small screen. I would love to be doing this just sitting on the
bed
or the couch or whatever and just doing what I'm doing while that instead of looking at the screen. But the portableness of that system is fantastic, and I love that I can bring it here. Like if I was sitting at home, it's like, oh, time to go do the show. Put the controllers on the side of it, pull it out of the slot, turn everything off, take it home, boom, I'm still where I need to be.
Mm-hmm.
That is fantastic to think of. So, anyway, those are the three things that I've played. We'll go into some Destiny 2 stuff. There was something I wanted to talk about, and I can't remember what it was, about Destiny 2, and I cannot remember. We'll go into a little bit of that, though, as well. Matt, what have you played?
Wolfenstein and Destiny 2.
Okay, so I guess when we go into Destiny 2, we'll talk about that.
Yep.
Okie dokie, then.
Make it easy for you.
Chris is on the phone, and let me get him before we go. It's going to have to be a quick call because we're about to hit the top of the hour break. But hey, Chris,
what's going on, y'all?
Hey, not much, man. I didn't want to leave you on hold through the break because you've been holding now since we started all our stupid movie rant into the video game stuff. But anyway, what have you been playing?
Well, talking about the movie rant, it kind of reminds me of that South Park episode where the nerds are complain about, you know, arguing about how many episodes are in the original Star Trek. That's what it kind of reminded me of. But anyway, I finished South Park not too long ago and finished the Dead Island remaster. And
oh, okay, yeah.
First one of it and played a little bit of the Riptide that you had to download that came with that bundle and all. And then today I went to the game store in Prattville, Retro Game Plan, and found a new... Well, I don't know if it's new or not, but a new open-world role-playing game called Elix, and I've just started
it. Yeah, we talked about that. We talked about it last week because I had an audio cut that I played for one of our bumper music things from that, and we were talking about that.
So far, the few minutes I've played it, it's been pretty fun, and like a lot of old role-playing games, it's a lot of fun going around beating up and killing rats all the time.
Yeah, I haven't played the game. I just heard some good things about it.
Yeah, so far I'm enjoying it, so yeah, we'll see.
What's the format, like a JRPG?
Yeah, it kind of seems like an open world, like a third-person perspective, you know, go everywhere, do what you want to. Yeah, that's what it's been advertised as, but
I mean the wait your turn, like your turn to attack, my turn to
it's not turn based.
Okay,
all action, kind of like Skyrim and the different ones like that. It's,
okay, all right.
Yeah, it's all live action, realistic.
All right. Well, anything else?
There's some, you know, if y'all ever get through South Park, there's some hilarious scenes in that one, which I can't spoil, but
yeah, please don't. I am still early in that. It really sucks when that came out and when I started playing it, just for the fact that there's just so much out there to spend time with, and so it's it constantly stays into my PS4 system, so that, you know, whenever I turn it on, I can just sit there and play it if I decide to do that. So the three games that are I've got Mario Odyssey stays in the Switch. South Park stays in the PS4, and the Blizzard app is always up on the computer waiting for Steam is always open waiting for Destiny or whatever to decide to play there. So, but anyway, Chris, thanks for calling, man. And we're going to go and take a break here, but thanks for calling.
All right. Y'all have a good one.
You too.
Take care now.
We will be back in just a moment with more of the show. Spigot, I don't know if he was going to call in or not. Maybe we'll send him a text or something, let him know. But he was playing the sequel to Hands of Fate called Hands of Fate 2. which is just an ingenious way to
not
name
the
a sequel
to Manos.
Yes, no, not the sequel to Manos. So anyway, I have music here from. It's odd that he mentioned that because I had already picked these songs out, but I've got music from Hand of Fate, the first one.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Deal of the Millennia. This is actually a really cool game if you've never played it before.
That's what you were saying.
Yeah, no, it's great. Hand of Fate was very, very fun. A little low budget, only kind of indie kind of thing, and now Hand of Fate 2. I don't know what they've changed up in it. I got an email from the PR company saying, "Hey, do you want to play the game?" And so I wrote them back saying, "Sure, yeah. Send it on, and maybe schedule an interview with them." So I would really like, hopefully, for that to happen.
I'd say the budget doesn't have to be high to be a fun game.
No, it's fun. It's a card game that has battles and stuff.
Battle card game.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Maybe if you get a couple of.
I'll put it in there and see. I mean, the original one is real cheap.
Okay.
On Steam.
All right, I'll check it out.
Especially coming up with the sales that we're about to have for the holiday sale and everything else. Mm-hmm. Real cheap. And since you guys don't have it, guess I may just gift that out again, like I do sometimes when I'm gifting games. But anyway, we'll be back. Here's music from Hand of Fate, the first game. We'll have more in-game chat right after this. And welcome back to In-Game Chat. I'm Scott along with RJ and Matt. This is music from another game that Spigot had, Brock, who calls in.
Mm-hmm.
He gifted me this on PC. He gifted me this on Steam. He had played it on Switch and thought I would really like it. This is a game called Moon Hunters.
Sounds like what you're doing in Mario Odyssey.
Yeah. It's exactly what I was doing in Mario Odyssey, by the way. There's moons. Just, I think there's over 800 moons to collect in that whole game, in Mario Odyssey.
Legendaries give you bright dust?
When you break them down.
Sorry. Really?
What?
Is there anything you get for, or is it like, are the moons like currency in the game? Or like, if you have this much, you can open stuff up?
No, the moons are the means to move to the next area.
Okay, get 75 moons to get to the next area?
Right,
type of thing.
Something like that, yeah. I mean, that's a little high for the numbers they allow, but yeah, you get... I think for the first area, when they first introduced the whole mechanic, it's like, go out and find 5 moons. You do that. Mm-hmm. So now I'm on a level that has, Jesus, I don't know, like 14 moons I have to collect before I can move on to mm-hmm. the next place.
Has it become Crackdown?
No, nothing like that.
Okay.
Nothing like that, because your abilities aren't like that. They put the moons in, there are certain ways to get, like I said, you know, you put a seed in a pot.
Plant them,
Yeah, which is not something they tell you to do. Mm-hmm. Nobody told me that, hey, there's moons if you do that. I just, I got close to the seed that was sitting out, and I picked it up, and my hat came up and said, I wonder if we could plant this. I wonder where we could plant this. And I thought, oh, okay, look for something to, you know, pop it in there. I popped it in, that's it. Little sprout grew. I went off and did other things. I came back, and like, it had grown, and then there was a moon there. So there's nothing. There are certain areas of the level that are the story. You know what I'm saying? Where you go into an area and it's like, we need to go get the moon that is over there. So just get to that place and get it. Now, in the meantime, from point A to point B, to do that, I can collect tons of other moons or whatever. But once I get that area, once I get to that moon that it's signaled out, another part of the map kind of opens up for me to go further onto that level.
Mm-hmm.
So, and so they put a moon in that area. Once that opens up, a door opens, then another part of the level. It's like, okay, now I can access that place. And once I collect all the moons I need to collect, I go back to my ship called the Odyssey, and then I can go to the next stage and move on and move forward.
Okay.
A lot of what I've read from forums and things like that is that Mario Odyssey is a game that you should not worry about the extra moons that are available, the extra collectibles that are out there. This is a game where you should really just go ahead and finish the story. Get that out of the way, because so much more opens up once you've done the story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so you might see a moon, it's like, how do I get up there? How do I do this? Don't waste your time trying, because it'll be much easier to get to once you finish the game and everything else opens up for you.
So don't obsess over missing something. Just keep going.
Yeah, that's basically because you get to play the game after it's over with, and you get access to a lot of different areas and things like this open up for you immensely.
Okay.
So... So that's what that is. Moon Hunters, I don't know what Moon Hunters is. I haven't played Moon Hunters, but Brock gifted it to me on Steam, and I have not played it yet. It does seem like it's probably something that is up my alley, so yeah, we'll see.
Okay.
When I get around to playing that. So anyway, we have been playing Destiny. It is Faction Rally Week. There is a farm glitch that you can do that can, in about an hour, give you about, I don't know, what, 300 tokens?
Yeah,
a couple hundred tokens for that. It's
in an hour.
Yeah, running in about an hour, how many do you get?
The hour? No, I've only ran about a half hour.
Okay.
And you get about a little over 200.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So I'm saying.
But yeah, I guess it's just efficiency, how you run back and forth. Like, I just run to that turned over light at the top of the exit, and as soon as I hit that, turn around and go back. The thing's loading up again, and I just go back and go back and forth and do it over and over again.
And that's what I've been doing.
Yeah.
I
think it's like you said, it doesn't take long, but it may seem that way because of the repetition.
Yeah, I was telling Matt, he said, how long have you been doing this? And I said, I don't know, because the repetition makes it feel like it's been forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I started doing it, I got up to 200. Mm-hmm. 50.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right. And I started cashing a lot of them in.
Yeah. I try to get about 220 and then stop. But I at least try to get 10 Ingrams before
I might
do whatever.
Try it with, I restarted, headphones are
acting up.
Okay. Yeah. The thing. Anyways, I started a new character, an alt, as a hunter. And so I might try and start farming it as the hunter. Because then it'll also give me experience points, which will go toward leveling.
Yes, it will. Double XP starts next week.
Oh, really?
Next weekend. Hmm. Starts on the 17th.
Okay.
Is when we get our double XP. It says now. Whenever they initialize this, I'll know better about how it works. But it is clan based.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you have to be a part of a clan. Or if you have to be in a fire team with your clan in order to gain the double XP. I don't know yet.
Hmm.
But it is centered around being in a clan. I just don't know if it is playing with them or just being in one. I'm not sure what the stipulations are, but I'm good to go either way. So I'll start my alts, get them through that stupid first level.
Yes.
And by the way, the stupid first level, I mean the whole thing to where you finally get to a social space.
Yeah.
I'll probably go through the whole thing and just get them to where Titan is opened up so that I can go back and forth. Because if I can just do public events on Titan and public events on Earth, then I'll be good to power level those guys all the way to 20, which then I can start moving weapons over so that they can skip the light level from 2 whatever to, they can go straight to almost 270.
Yeah.
Pretty much. So...
You know, we were talking a little bit before the show about that beginning intro part and just how that is my least favorite part of the game so far.
It's a mechanic that they use that extends gameplay to make you have to walk through a level where you can't do anything. They extended gameplay by not allowing you to have a sparrow in the entire level 1 through 20 run on your first character. Yeah.
And I just found out that, you know, I put transfer my spare sparrow. Say that a couple times.
Yeah.
My spare sparrow from my primary to my alt.
Yeah.
So now I'm like, yeah, I can run around.
Yeah,
so
that's how I got the. That's how I got around. That's
so much more efficient.
Yeah. It took a lot of time away from grinding with that putting in the farm, because putting in one vault anyway, you get it all over. So yeah.
I have to tell you, Matt did fantastic last night. Was it last night? Or was it the night before? It's Thursday, wasn't it?
Thursday.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was Thursday night. Me and Matt were ready to take on the Nightfall.
Couple of times.
No. It's not about... No, that's fine. I don't care if you die. It's that we finished it. The Nightfall isn't about how much you survive it. The Nightfall is, do you finish it?
Yeah.
That's all that matters, because you are racing against the clock.
Yeah, I'm about to say, that's the point with the time constraint.
Yes,
right? Yeah,
because you tried it a couple... You said you tried it a couple times beforehand.
I did the guided games on PC, and we tried it three times. And I think this was Wednesday night. We tried it three times, and we kept getting closer each time, but we never got there. And so when I joined with you, and then... Here's the weird thing. So whenever I'm in a social space on PC, the PC people aren't necessarily...
into clans?
Jumping on the clan bandwagon yet.
Yeah.
You know, they know that they exist, but they're like,
but
yeah,
they're
whatever.
Like, okay, whatever. Yeah.
Bunch of new players. So I'll go into a social space, I'll look at the roster, and I'll just hover over people and see, are they in a clan or are they not? And if they're not, boom, send them a clan invite. Send them a clan invite. Send them I've sent out, I don't know how many clan invites to
a
people.
Lot.
So I'm doing this again. Being,
yeah,
that,
someone,
that might be why the pending is so high.
Yeah. Depending is, yeah, because either
like
people
have 28 or 30.
Yeah, people either haven't seen it or they just haven't responded to it.
Right.
Because
right.
They can just accept or decline. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So I'm doing that in the social space. Me and Matt have teamed up, but we need a third for this. Now, we could do the guided games and get a free emblem. If you do a guided games and guide someone through a Nightfall or a raid, you get an emblem out of it.
Okay.
Which is kind of cool. Also, you get graded, and the higher our grade is for the Nightfall, the more we look promising to people whenever they're trying to find guided games.
Okay.
So they look at us and they see a high Nightfall rating. Mm-hmm. Plus, it gives them, when you're looking for people to play with in the guided games feature, it brings up their clan,
mm-hmm.
Their clan motto type thing. So ours is very inviting. It's just like, hey, we're just here to have fun. Don't worry about it. You know, get through it. Some people's are like, you know, get good or something like that.
And Dark Souls.
Play or die.
Yeah. And so I'm sort of reluctant to join with them because I just don't want them to be all like cracking the whip or anything. So
sounds like one of the killed to death ratio type obsessed
very
type
much
folks.
Very much. So
I think there's a emblem that has that on there, wouldn't it? Your efficiency rating or something?
There is. Yeah. There is a crucible. Like there's a crucible ghost. Or no, you're right. There's a crucible emblem that tracks your KD ratio.
Kind of. I think it's red and black. That's like the efficiency rating on there, yeah.
Meh.
Mine's garbage, so I just let that go.
It's odd, but on PC, mine's much better than it is on PS4.
I'm more precision on a PC.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But, we're doing the Nightfall raid.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we didn't start it because we were trying to find a third.
Yeah.
And so I'm doing my usual clan spam, just like, here you go. And I sent one off to this one kid, and boom, he joined immediately. I was like, oh, hey,
cool.
And I sent him a quick message like, welcome to the clan. Thank you very much. Would you be interested in running the Nightfall? And he finally joined in. We fixed our mic situation.
Slight audio issue with mine. I had to go push to talk because mine was being weird.
Yeah, so we
just
fixed
with
our,
him though. I mean, like when he joined, it was just you and I.
It triggered when he joined, but then it eventually you had to go push to talk just because it was whatever. Yeah. And then when he left, we were fine again. Yeah. So I don't know what the situation for that was, but anyway, here's a stranger we just picked up for the clan, and we're like, hey, you want to go do the Nightfall? He's like, sure, we'll run it. He was familiar with, he'd played on PS4. So he was familiar with how a Nightfall works. He was familiar with what this particular strike was, which is the Pyramidian, no, the Inverted Spire.
Yeah,
Inverted Spire.
And I've done that strike once before when we did the two strikes to get the strike.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because I remember that one because the floor would go away and you had to step on the lot, you know, the lot, yeah.
I didn't do that with you.
I've done it once before.
Not with me.
I did it with something.
Because.
You sure it was Inverted Spire or the one on IO?
It was the one that we did, the Nightfall.
No, the one that you and I... No, the Nightfall we did was
the inverted spire. Is that part of the mission? Do you do that in the normal storyline?
No.
No.
I've done it once before. And
it may have been done as part of one of the adventures because he was doing an adventure last night that I joined with, and we're like running through this thing, and then all of a sudden...
Maybe that's what it was.
We come to the end of it, and I was like, this is a strike. This is the end, because the final boss you beat on this adventure is one of the strikes. It's the invisible guy who runs around the room where the floor is electrocuted by the shanks. Draxus or something. I can't remember what his name is.
Yeah, Jay something, the something fallen.
Then maybe it was an adventure because I've done it once before. And because I remember the ground disappeared and you fall down in, and maybe it was an adventure then.
I don't know. The ones that you and I played, because we had to do two of them, the ones that you and I did that night was the, it wasn't inverted, it was the Pyramidian.
The Pyramidian, yeah.
Yeah, with the giant Vex guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Brachion.
Yeah, Brachion, where we had to stand in the circles in order to bring down his shield.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the other one that we did was the Savathurian Song.
Savathun Song.
Savathun Song, which was the one with all the hive and the Splody Shanks. James was trying to get his last challenge on that one. And remember the one? It's the big... It's the big...
big Shrieker.
The big Shrieker that opens up, and he's all purple inside, and he shoots things, and he closes, and so... Mm-hmm. That was those are the two that we ran.
Oh, Inverted Spire was the strike on the beta. Maybe that's where I did it once before.
Yeah,
I just
Inverted Spire
that.
Was the strike for the beta. Mm-hmm. But anyway, this was the Inverted Spire. We picked up a stranger, and we were ready to do it. We knocked it out on our first attempt.
Yeah,
it was amazing. Yeah. He had never done a night. Matt had never done a Nightfall before. I'm not so
not
sure.
Not for Destiny 2. I did it in first.
Yeah, I'm neither.
But these are so different
they
than
are
the
different.
First. I don't know.
We had like
you've done a Nightfall with us before.
A Nightfall?
Yeah.
Which one?
I don't know.
Because I don't have a trope. Well,
you've done one with us on PS4.
How long ago was this?
I don't know.
Was it a prestige ranked?
I want to say we did a prestige with you.
I don't have a trophy for it. Because I only have two trophies needed. A Nightfall on prestige and the raid. That's the only two trophies I got left.
Hmm. Okay. Well, then I don't know that this is the good one to do a prestige on. I think there's some better modifiers that we should wait for to get that prestige.
Yeah. I think the best time was what you said with the arms dealer. One was the best.
Whenever it rolls back around, because it is on a rotation, whenever it rolls back around, I will run that prestige with you just to get that for you. Because you helped me this past week to get my Trials of the Nine.
It was a trophy run. It wasn't the hard.
That was one of those.
And thank God, kill the death ratio obsessed type.
Thank
gameplay
God we
one.
Got it when we did.
Yeah,
because you could only lose like three times.
Yeah, whichever comes first, win seven or lose three.
Yeah, and so we won our very first match, which is all you needed to do to win the trophy.
To get the trophy, that's all you need. Yeah,
and then we never won another match ever again.
Right.
Okay.
And we played it for a while, but we never won another match ever again.
Yeah.
I was like, wow. So I'm so glad we got that trophy that one time just to get it out of the way. Mm. The PC version doesn't have trophies like that or anything like that, but I still want to play Trials just for how good I am at PvP on the PC.
I think it's one of my milestones.
It's a milestone, but it does not unlock... It doesn't unlock powerful gear unless you get 7 wins in a row. Mm-hmm. Or 7... complete a card wins.
I think it's just 7 7 wins.
Yeah, I don't think it's 7 in a row. Yeah. You just got to get 7 wins.
Yeah, you get 7 wins before you get 3 losses.
Yeah.
Because when you get 3 losses, that's it.
That's the only time you're going to get powerful gear. Otherwise, you're getting... you're just getting...
Average.
You're getting legendary gear.
Yeah.
Which scales lower than what you are.
Or a high-grade rare. Or whatever.
Yeah. So, it's not, it's only good to do that. But it's still fun because if you do get to the end of that, you do get some very powerful gear. And it can be fun to do. And especially it can be fun to do if I've had some good runs in PvP, man.
On PC?
I've really had some good runs.
Especially on PC. Yeah. Because like I said, the precision with the mouse keyboard on that, much better.
We ran the Nightfall. It was amazing. He did not know. I told him, I was like, here's how the mechanics work.
Let me know.
You have to sprint to regenerate your shields. This is on a timer. There's going to be little hoops that we have to jump through in order to extend the time. Literally, you have to jump through hoops.
The raid was like that.
But no sharks.
The raid was like that too, wasn't it?
Well, the raid has puzzle mechanics, but nothing that is
Nothing like the Nightfall is.
Okay.
And the raid does have things like that, but that's how raid works. The Nightfall, you literally have to jump through hoops in order to win things. So,
great.
I was explaining that to him and our guest there, and it was amazing because I thought we'll probably have to do this a few times just to get the hang of it, because I didn't know if this was the first time you'd played this one. Obviously, it wasn't, but I just figured, yeah. We got it done. I think we had 90 seconds left, a minute and a half or so.
A minute and a half, yes.
Yeah, we had a minute and a half or so after we had knocked it out. And I was like, okay, good, we're done. Boom. So now we're up to like, I'm up to 281. You're at 285, 6?
285.
Okay.
Ish.
Yeah, so nice. It's been a fantastic go at it. But that was Destiny. And I hate we spent almost 30 minutes talking about that, because I didn't get to talk about... The trophies on your PlayStation can now earn you PlayStation Store credit.
Really?
It's a horrible ratio.
Oh.
Kind of expected, isn't it?
Yeah. Silver trophies get you a certain number of points. Gold gets you a certain number of points. And platinum gets you 1,000 points. And for every 10,000 points, you get $10 in credit.
Oh, jeez.
So
I just keep my trophies.
Yeah, you need to platinum like 10 games.
For $10 in credit.
To get $10.
Pass.
So like I said, it's a little bit, the ratio doesn't work out, but I wouldn't mind, you know, taking some of the trophies that I've done, turn those in and get like, here's a dollar and a half off or whatever on something else that I'm about to buy or something
like
that.
Off of PlayStation Plus.
Yeah. I mean, you know, something. Yeah. So there was that. What else? We'll take a break. When we come back, I'll do a run through the news. We haven't even gone over the best the Black Friday stuff.
Yeah.
And I really want to do that. So let's just take a break, and we'll come back with more in-game chat after this. Here is music from The Escapists 2, which is a lot of S's. The Escapists 2. This is the main theme for that. We'll be right back with more in-game chat after this. And welcome back to In-Game Chat. I'm Scott, along with RJ and Matt. Any idea what this music is from?
Sonic Forces.
It is correct. You win a copy of Sonic Forces. Because nobody else wants it. I've heard nothing but bad things about that game.
I like that song.
The name of the song is called Fist Bump. And there's actually lyrics that go with it, but I got the instrumental version.
Okay.
Yeah. Fist bump. It's like a 90s montage.
I think it's where they Sonic and whatever your character creates, they touch fists, and they it's a
they
like
do a
double,
team
it's a double
power
team move.
Thing,
yeah, it's a double team move throughout the entire stage. Yeah.
Part of that had some musical cues that reminded me of the indoor finale of Return of the Jedi before they went to the special edition.
Which part? Well, I meant
that was
beginning, middle, or end.
Of what the?
No, of the
of that. Of the fist bump. It was like kind of like in the beginning, middle-ish.
Close enough.
But yeah, it reminded me of Return of the Jedi.
Okay.
Thematically.
Man, I'm telling you, I'm trying to find the spreadsheet for this Black Friday thing now because it gives you a better.
Now I can think about his Ewok lyrics.
There's a spreadsheet. What does this have? Yeah, well, that's PS4. I don't want PS4. I want everything. And that does not work. I'm trying to look up more of this Black Friday stuff for you so that you can have a better idea of what is out there and available, because a lot of it is the same in most places that you go, but some places have it different. Wow, that's a lot of consoles. Let's see. What is this? Black Friday. Cool deals. These are just the ads. I don't want all the ads. I want that nice spreadsheet that was out there.
I think I said before I was thinking about Evil Within 2, maybe catching on a Black Friday sale before picking it up, maybe.
You played the first one?
Yeah.
Was it worth it?
No, it's a long throwback to Resident Evil. It's really focused on resource management. I mean, if you got the tolerance for it, you can get through it fine.
All right.
Yeah.
Man, there's a lot of deals out there right now. I guess we'll go over some of the deals for. You were talking about the PlayStation VR Gran Turismo Sport Bundle is $299. So I mean, you're getting a free game with that. You're getting basically the PSVR. I do not think you're getting the Move controllers. I think it's just the VR and the camera. VR. Yeah.
Which I don't need the camera.
Yeah, I know. But
or the game.
Yeah. But it's good to have a game. You get a free game with it. It's not necessarily VR. The Gran Turismo is not a specifically VR title.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like Resident Evil. It has, you know, you can play it in VR. You can play it, you know, without. So, but that's $299. That's going to be over at Best Buy. And that's really the best deal that I saw because it comes with a game.
Yeah.
PlayStation themselves have said, here's the VR bundle. You get to pay $299. You get the VR with it. They're throwing in a free game at Best Buy, basically.
Okay.
Which is worth it, because that game, I think, is full price, like $60. So, there are a ton of Xbox One deals. I don't want to go over all of them, but the Xbox One S, there are bundles out the wazoo. And most of those are under $250. Comes with a bunch of games. And
For
the system with games. Now, the system...
Oh, but for the S.
For the S, the Xbox One S, yes. There is no deal on the X. The X just came out this past week. They're not putting a deal on that. And also, there is no deal on the PS4 Pro.
Okay.
There's no special bundle, special price for the PS4 Pro. So neither the Pro nor the X nor the Switch have any deals.
Deal is you pay full price, you get a console.
You're paying full price for those. For the games, though, for the Xbox One S and the PlayStation 4... Really good deals. PlayStation 4 Slim, $200. The Xbox One S, 500 gigabyte system, $189. Then they've got bundles that bring it up in price, but nothing, I think, exceeds $250. And you get a lot of games with them, or a second controller or something like that. A lot of accessories on sale. Black Friday, Call of Duty will be down to $40.
The new one?
Mm-hmm. That'll be down to $40 on Black Friday. And then you've got these most recent releases, man. Forza Motorsport 7, Need for Speed Payback, The Sims 4, South Park, Assassin's Creed, $35
on Black Friday. South Park and Assassin's Creed are the...
Right.
I haven't heard that many good things about Need for Speed.
I've heard horrible things about Need for Speed.
Yeah.
I've heard really horrible, and I hate that because I was looking forward to maybe having some of my burnout back, but no, not with what they've done. Middle Earth Shadow of War?
Yeah.
Take another $5 off. Pay $30 on Black Friday for that.
Ooh, Nate saying AC Origins, $30 at Walmart.
Yeah, Walmart has it for $30, man. But
is that right now or is
no,
that?
No, 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 no. It's Black Friday.
Oh, and you have to actually go into the store?
I ain't doing Black Friday at Walmart at all.
How much mace do I have?
I ain't doing
not
it.
Enough.
No.
I'm not doing it. I said I posted that in a thread. Somebody was like, hey, Walmart seems like they got a great deal. So I was like, I ain't setting foot in a Walmart. I will pay the extra money so that I don't have to set foot in a Walmart on Black Friday.
Walmart is a trample hazard.
I am all about
if
Walmart.
You're lucky,
I don't care.
It's just trampling.
Yeah, I don't care about Walmart as far as like, it's fine. But on a Black Friday, I will not go there.
Mm.
I will never go there on a Black Friday. I've done it one time and I'll never do it again.
Normally I don't even do Walmart just in general. You know?
Well, but especially around the holidays, no.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
So, Nate, if you want to get Assassin's Creed for us at Walmart.
Remember, this is console.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I guess I'll play. I could play it on the PS4.
Yeah.
Does the PS4, does it have that education mode too?
I believe so. See, Nate says the Millbrook Walmart is actually really well organized on Thursday and Friday. The Millbrook Walmart is where I had my first Black Friday Walmart experience, and that is what ruined it for me.
Nice.
I will never do a Walmart on Black Friday. The Millbrook one was actually
bad enough.
Oh my God, it was horrible. It was so bad. I've told the story before, but so basically, and Nate, by the way, this was when they had it late at night or early the next morning type of thing. This is the one where they didn't do it. See, right now, everybody's moved their Black Friday to start Thursday at like 5 or 6 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
This was back when Black Friday didn't start in most places until...
midnight?
No, usually until about 5 a.m., 4 a.m., okay. Something like that. So it was a bit different. So I went to this one, and I went to the Millbrook one that Nathan is talking about. And we found our spot. Basically, they had pallets all in the aisles. Mm. Still had the whatever
wrap,
that cellophane
wrap.
All yeah. over the thing.
Yeah.
So you couldn't get into it, but you were there. And so people started huddling up around the items that they wanted and getting a good deal and that sort of thing. And you know how Walmart is, gigantic. And so everybody's waiting and waiting. It's like, okay, when do we do this? When the time's coming around. And so the time happens when it's like time for them to do everything. And it's like a wave of noise that comes down at the one end of the store.
Yeah, you hear the cacophony of...
You start hearing the rustling. And because one person opened up something way the hell down there, the person who saw them open that up opens up the one in front of them. And then the person in the aisle over sees that and says, okay, now it's time for us to go. And then, so you just see this wave of cellophane and scrambling starting to happen. And you're like, what is it? Is it? Are they doing it? And then you see it coming to you. And when it comes to you and everybody gets in there, it just gets a madhouse. And
throwing elbows.
I hated it.
Yeah.
And so I never wanted to do that again.
Nope.
I much prefer the Best Buy method where you wait in line and you get a voucher if there's something you want that's a door buster. Otherwise, you just wait until they open the doors and you walk in very calmly and peacefully and get to go around the store and pick up the stuff you want.
I much prefer my I just don't buy gifts method.
Oh, this is stuff I was buying for. I wasn't buying gifts. I was buying stuff for myself.
I'm too poor to buy stuff method.
Or you just go online.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Shop in your PJs.
Yeah. Now, what else do they have? Overwatch Game of the Year Edition is $29.
Meh.
That's on PC. See, it's very specific that's on PC.
Yeah.
And PS4 and Xbox One. Another one, Fallout 4 Game of the Year Edition, $30. That's on PS4, Xbox One, and PC.
Played that to death already.
Yeah. Yeah. Destiny 2 for the consoles will be down to $30. Wolfenstein 2.
$30.
PS4, Xbox One, and PC, $25. $25 at Best Buy.
Wow.
If you want The Evil Within 2, $25.
There you go.
There you go.
Look at that. This is what I tell you people this every time. Don't. When it hits October, stay away from buying the games.
Yeah.
The only time I did it was, obviously I did it for Destiny on PC, but Destiny on PC doesn't look to be getting a discount.
Yeah.
Mario Odyssey is not getting a discount.
No.
What's the other one that I
doubt Battlefront 2 is going to be getting a discount.
I bought Shadow of War, but that was when they had a price error, and I got it for $6.
That's, well, yeah.
So I don't feel bad about that. Let's see. Nate's saying, so you think Best Buy Friday in the morning will still get deals after work on Thanksgiving? No, by Friday your doorbusters are going to be done, but none of these that we're talking about are doorbusters. you're very likely to be able to get some of these games. The $25 ones with Wolfenstein, I don't know about that. If you're going console, if you're going PC, you should be good. But console, they may be sold out by those. The best bet would be going online and ordering from their website.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you're not able to get there. But most of these things will be in stock. And will, now, the doorbusters, however, those are like your TVs. And
yeah. Big ticket items.
Yeah, Nate's like, I just want video games. You should be fine, dude. You should be completely fine. Target is pretty much the same here as well with these prices. They don't really sway too much. I've got a spreadsheet, and if I could find that thing.
Have you seen anything like a 3DS discount?
No. I've seen some games that are discounted, but not a 3DS. Mm. And they keep releasing new 3DSs.
Yeah, I know.
Or 2DS, or whatever it is.
See, that's what I want. If I was, you know, the system, I want to replace my 3DS.
Mm-hmm. Sam's Club right now has a deal on an Xbox One S with Forza Horizon 3. COD Infinite Warfare and COD World War II for $250. Hmm. That's three games and an Xbox One S. One of those games being released just this past week. COD World War II. That's a pretty good deal if you're looking for an Xbox.
Mm. Too bad I'm not interested in any of the games on it, though, for it, though.
Best Buy has a really good deal for the Kingdom Hearts.
I mean, the three games that's coming with that bundle. Yeah. I have no interest in the three games with it.
Kingdom Hearts 1.5 and 2.5 will be $19.99
okay.
on Black Friday.
Is that the PS3?
PS4.
PS4.
Kingdom Hearts 2.8 Final Chapter Prologue will be $20 as well on Black Friday for PS4.
I
might jump on those.
I know some folks who'd probably jump all over that, but yeah, I'm not a Kingdom Hearts, not a Kingdom Hearts fan.
I like Kingdom Hearts-ish. The story is so convolutedly strange, and the release of all these 0.3.5 in a...
Yeah.
You know...
It's like
when they start getting into fractions...
Like, it was like Dot Hack, wasn't it?
Yeah, when they start getting into, like, you know, Kingdom Hearts fractional stuff, then I'm just like,
I get it.
What did we add?
The point thing got me. It was like, is it a sequel or a little add-on to what we've already had?
Not really. It's some. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to find the spreadsheet so I can put it in there for Nate. Mm-hmm. And everybody, I really should have marked this thing, and I don't know why I haven't. It's up on my computer. Like, if I were to bring up Chrome on that machine over there, I'd be able to get it. But, yeah.
Yeah, so far only one thing I've really looked at, like I said, is... Evil Within 2.
Okay.
TVs, usually I just wait until tax refund.
Not into the like Assassin's Creed series, are you?
No. I gave it a shot, but just wasn't for me.
That's fine.
Yeah, they've got some Google Home. Nate wants a Google Home. Those will be discounted. Google Homes.
Is that like Alexis?
Yeah. Alexa.
Alexa.
It's not Alexa. Alexis is a car.
No, Alexis. Not
Alexis is a car.
Lexus. Yeah. Not two different words, one word. Alexis.
There is no an Alexis.
Okay, yes.
Alexis is a car. Alexa is the Amazon thing.
Something that's always listening into you.
I've got three of them at the house, and I love every one of them. I got one with a video screen, so not only is it listening, it's also watching me. And if they're enjoying that,
Scott's being watched.
I can barely enjoy looking at myself in the mirror, much less looking at myself through a camera.
It's the Truman Show all over again.
Yeah.
I've got three of them. I can tell it, hey, turn on the Nintendo Switch, and it turns on my Nintendo Switch. Well, it turns on all the things needed to play my Nintendo Switch or my PS4 or my Xbox One, even so far as turning on the Xbox One. Mm-hmm. If I tell it just to turn on Netflix, it does all the necessary things to do that. If I tell it to turn the lights off, it turns my lights off. I can tell it to change the temperature in the room if I want to do that. I've got it all wired into my home network type thing. So, okay, now I found what I was looking for.
Oh, good.
So let me post this into the chat room. This is a Google spreadsheet somebody did. It lists all the games and where you can find them and how much they are, and it highlights the lowest price. So if they're available in three different stores, it'll highlight the store that has the lowest price, unless they don't have... If they're all the same price, there is no highlight there. So, but that's a really good document to have. And it also has a tab at the bottom for hardware sales. So, let's see. PlayStation 4 Slim with Battlefront 2. plus a $50 gift card can be had at Walmart for $300.
All right.
PlayStation 4 Slim by itself, $200 at Best Buy. At Kohl's, you get it for $200 plus $60 in Kohl's cash. Yeah, I don't see. There's a Nintendo 2DS. Do you care about that?
Is it the clamshell or the
it's,
hatchet?
No, no, it's the
the one that looks like a hatchet.
It doesn't close.
Oh no.
Yeah. That's $80 at Best Buy and Target. You get Ocarina of Time in it with it. So,
yeah, I saw that. No, yeah. I like the one that closes.
Nintendo Switch is $300. That's going to be at Walmart. Nintendo Switch with a free game is going to be at HEB, which I don't know what that is.
HEB?
Yeah, I don't know what HEB is, but it's abbreviated, so I'm not sure. But yeah, I posted the spreadsheet in the chat room for everybody. And
this one that stands out, Tekken 7, $19 at Walmart.
Sonic Forces will be down to $25. If you're looking for that. What else do we have?
You know what I need from Black Friday?
What?
A new motherboard, apparently.
There might be some PC deals.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Because I think mine is going out.
That reminds me. Let me ask y'all a question. As y'all know, I'm picking up parts for my computer when I build it up.
Mm-hmm.
Would you buy a refurbished hard drive?
Personally, no.
My gut says no, but is it?
Hard drives aren't that expensive to where, no, I wouldn't.
Okay. Like, what do you think, Scott?
What size?
4 terabytes.
How much?
It was like 110.
I could get you a brand new 4 terabyte for, you know, about that price.
Western Digital Black, the...
It's an external.
One. External?
Yeah.
Talking internal.
Okay, it's an external, you know, 4 terabytes, but, you know.
No, this is going in the computer.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is going to the computer, nothing external.
I personally wouldn't. I mean, I've bought in some externals before and just take the cases off, to, you know. Because,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, sound effects, Matt. But, yeah, basically, I mean, a lot back in the day, I mean, it's been a while since I bought a hard drive, but they were just basically either a laptop hard drives or just regular, you know, like the bigger book ones, you know, they can just put internally. They just have a external... adapter that goes to USB. I just, you know, take that out and SATA cables and stick it in.
Mm-hmm.
So, but no, I would not buy a refurbished hard drive personally. That's just me.
Yeah.
Some things I don't mind refurbished, like, you know, Burger King Whoppers. Yeah, fine. I'll take a used one.
Oh, wow. Okay. So I posted another spreadsheet in the chat room.
Uh-huh.
This one covers consoles, current gen console games plus PC, 3DS games, last gen console games, gaming accessories. Then it goes into DVD, Blu-ray, and 4K discs as well. So if you're looking, and let me make sure that's right. Yeah, look at that. And they've got them highlighted.
Okay.
This is fantastic. I love this one. Bloodborne will be down to $15. Wow, look at all this. Dishonored 2, Dishonored Death of the Outsider, $15.
Oh, where at?
Best Buy.
Okay.
And that includes PC.
Oh.
Yeah. This is nice. 3DS games. I wonder if there is... Let me look at consoles to see if maybe there is a 3D Nintendo. Nope. It's either the Legend of Zelda 2DS or just a regular 2DS, man.
Mm.
No 3DSs.
Oh, well.
Sorry. Oh, this is a nice one. I'm keeping this one. Yeah, I like this. Blu-rays, and then 4Ks. 4Ks are coming down in price. God, that's fantastic.
I need to watch the new Planet of the Apes.
Is that Rise or War? War. Okay, War for the Planet of the Apes.
I enjoyed it.
Okay.
They didn't release a steelbook, however, so I was kind of upset about that. Because they released a steelbook for the first two films. They didn't release one for this one. By the way, I picked up South Park for the steelbook. Assassin's Creed has a steelbook.
Mm-hmm.
It's the big gold edition thing.
Yeah, that's $89?
I'm hoping there's at least a little bit of a discount for Black Friday so I can pick that up. It's console only.
Okay.
But see if there's a discount on it. Yeah, I'm pretty much looking to be in the market for a 4K TV as well. I don't know if it's going to be this year or next year, but I'm in the market for one. So
it's going to be a minute till I do something like that.
We have got to wrap things up here. We got to go. So
I got other things to spend my money on.
I miss talking about the fact that another Hitman is in the work. I miss talking about the fact that Telltale laid off a bunch of people.
90 people?
That Microsoft is talking about a game streaming service.
All the DLC for Battlefront 2 is going to be free.
I missed talking about EA buying Respawn developer, the Titanfall developer. They bought them, which does not make me happy.
No?
They kill everything they touch. They killed Visceral.
Yeah, well.
They killed Criterion.
Yeah, well.
They pretty much killed, well, they didn't kill BioWare, but, I mean, Mass Effect, you know, is just not doing too great on those legs. So, anyway. Anyway, thanks everybody for joining us in the chat room. Thanks for everybody listening on the stream and on the radio. Thanks everybody who grabs us each week from iTunes or however you get our show for later use. Go to ingamechat.net. Join us on Twitter, Facebook, our forums at colonyofgamers.com. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Subscribe to our Twitch channel if you're watching us right now. If you're on Steam, join our group there. If you're playing Destiny 2, join our clan. We'd love to have you. Don't forget to join our group on Xbox One. Don't forget to join our group on PS4. Just enjoy yourself, and thanks, everybody. Have a great week. We will see you next Saturday. We're leaving you with music from Fire Emblem Warriors. It's the title theme. We'll see you next Saturday.